alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
For those visitors that are here, we have the bayan first, then time will be given for the sunnah, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, we have a guest today, Mawlana Bilal Mullah Sahib, all the way from Gauteng. His uncle passed away. Allah ta'ala fill his qabr with noor, and Allah grant shifa to all those who are sick. Allah ta'ala grant sabr to the family members. So it is part of iman, ikramu al-dayfi min al-iman. We have to honor the guest. We are fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends us visitors and guests in our masjid time and again. So I have requested Mawlana, and he's accepted our dawat. Allah ta'ala bless him in his knowledge. Mawlana Bilal Mullah is the brother of Mawlana Sulaiman Mullah, which most of you know. He is still studying, but Allah ta'ala accept him for the khidmat of deen also. And inshallah, without further ado, we request Mawlana Bilal to come and say a few words, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا يأتل أولو الفضل منكم والسعة أن يؤتوا أولي القربى والمساكين والمهاجرين في سبيل الله وليعفوا وليصفحوا ألا تحبون أن يغفر الله لكم والله غفور رحيم وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable علماء اكرام, respected brothers and elders, نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم says, with reference to the riwayat of Tirmizi Sharif, نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام says, the closest person to me on the day of Qiyamah from my ummah will be that person, أكثرهم علي صلاة. That person that recited the most durood upon me, he will be the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah. So let us recite durood sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa salim. Friends and elders, everyone is aware of the difficulties, the atrocities that the Muslim Ummah is facing at this moment on a global level. The hadith is in Muwatta Imam Malik, wherein Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that I have left behind for my Ummah two things. تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ أَمَرَيْنَ, I have left behind for my ummah two things. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's entire life explained to his ummah that the greatest human need is the need of hidayat. The greatest human need is for human to understand who is Allah. If a man is sick, when he dies, his sickness ends with his death. If a man is poor, his poverty ends with his death. But if a man is disobeying Allah and he has not understood his Allah, then when he dies, that's the time his problem starts. The riwayat of Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prophesizing the signs of Qiyamah. Nabi alayhi salam says that the life will become so difficult that a man will come by the qabr of his brother. He will come by the qabr of his relative. And he will come there not to send thawab to his brother. Or he will not come there to make greetings to his brother and send some sawab and send some recitation. But rather he will come to say one sentence, Ya laytani kuntu makana sahiba hadha al-qabri. Oh my brother, I wish I was in your place and you were in my place. Then the Urdu poet says, the Arabic poet says, in Mustatraf fi kulli fannin Mustatraf, there is some couplets written. The poet says that life has become so difficult. Life has become so stressful that everyone is saying, أَلَا مَوْتٌ يُبَاعُ فَأَشْتَرِيهِ فَهَذَا الْعَيْشُ مَا لَا خَيْرَ فِيهِ. Tell me, is there anyone selling death? I want to purchase death. فَهَذَا الْعَيْشُ مَا لَا خَيْرَ فِيهِ. There's no pleasure left in living. And the Urdu poet says, أَبْ غَبْرَا كَ يَا كَهْتَ هَا كَ مَرْ جَائِنْگَ أَبْ غَبْرَا كَ يَا كَهْتَ هَا كَ مَرْ جَائِنْگَ مر کے بھی چین نہ پایا تو کدھر جائیں گے. Now in a fit of frustration, everyone is saying, it is better I am dead. My brother, the poet poses the question to you. If after dying you realize your abode is the fire of Jahannam, the Quran says, كَلَّا إِنَّهَا لَظَى نَزَّاعَةً لِلشَّوَى. If after closing your eyes you realize that your abode is the fire of Jahannam, then where to go? So the greatest human need is the need of hidayat. That man that dies with the wealth of hidayat, loving his life in accordance to the teachings of Allah, in accordance to the commandments of the Quran, and the noble dictates of the Shariat brought by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the one that is happy. He is the one that Allah ta'ala will show happiness, contentment, successful, joy, bliss in dunya, qabr and akhirat. So the tragedies that the Muslim ummah faces, the riwayat I was mentioning, that the greatest human need is the need of hidayat. One person came to Hazrat Tanwi rahmatullah alayhi, he traveled from far, and he said, Hazrat, make dua for me. Muhammad Tanwi rahmatullah alayhi told him, may Allah give you hidayat. This person said, Hazrat, I have traveled from so far, is this the only dua I get? Muhammad Tanwi rahmatullah alayhi told him, my brother, if you have hidayat, you have everything. If you have hidayat, you have everything. Now what is the ingredients of hidayat? And what are the qualities that we have to have within ourselves that Quran and Hadith will regard us now to be those that have hidayat? The riwayat is in Muwatta Imam Malik, wherein Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that I have left behind for my ummah two things. لَن تَضِلُّوا مَا إِن تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا. As long as my ummah will hold fast upon these two things, they will never go astray. They will never go astray means they will be perpetually on hidayat, which is the greatest human need. Number one, Kitabullah. Number one is the Quran. Nabi alayhi salam says, I have left it behind for my ummah. Whoever will hold fast upon the Quran, he will never go astray. One day Ali radiallahu anhu says that we were seated with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned some of the signs of Qiyamah and some of the difficulties that will stay at the Muslim ummah prior to Qiyamah. Ali radiallahu anhu said that, وَمَا الْمَخْرَجْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, you have told us of the signs and the difficulties that will face the Muslim ummah. What is the way to save ourselves from the azab of Allah, from this fitness that will come? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, O Ali, hold fast upon the Quran. O Ali, hold fast upon the Quran. We have not understood the strength and the power that Allah has kept in the Quran. Direct the word of Allah. Ibn Kathir writes, Unzila ashraful kutub ala ashrafir rusul bi sifarati ashrafil malaika. وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ فِي أَشْرَفِ بِقَاعِ الْأَرْضِ وَإِبْتِدَاءُ إِنْزَالِهِ فِي أَشْرَفِ شُهُورِ السَّنَةِ فَكَمُلَ مِنْ كُلِّ الْوُجُوهِ. He says, أُنزِلَ أَشْرَفُ الْكُتُبِ, the noblest of books was revealed on the noblest of prophets. بِسِفَارَةِ أَشْرَفِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, via the noblest of angels. وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ فِي أَشْرَفِ بِقَاعِ الْأَرْضِ. And this revelation took place in the noblest of lands. وَإِبْتِدَاءُ إِنْزَالِهِ فِي أَشْرَفِ شُهُورِ السَّنَةِ. And this revelation commenced in the greatest month. Hence one is compelled to say, فَكَمُلَ مِنْ كُلِّ الْوُجُوهِ. The Quran has been perfected from every aspect. The Quran has been perfected from every aspect. The power of the Quran, there is a riwayat in Baydawi Sharif, on the authority of Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wherein Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that there are some communities that disobey Allah, and Allah then decides that now I am going to punish this certain locality. I am going to send my azab on this certain locality. As the Quran speaks about the azab, وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مِنْ بَعْدِ نُوحٍ وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مِنْ بَعْدِ نُوحٍ وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا. So Allah says, I decide that now I want to punish this certain locality. فَيَقْرَأُ صَبِيٌّ مِّن صِبِيَانِهِمْ أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. One child from that very same locality that Allah decided to punish and destroy, one child from that locality recites the opening verses of Surah Fatiha. And he says in his ma'soom voice, أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The riwayat of Baydawi says that Nabi alayhi salam said that Allah then says on the recitation of this young boy, on the recitation of this child, I have removed my azab and my punishment from this very same locality for 40 years. The strength and the power of the Quran. Now the Quran has many rights upon us. Under the commentary of this ayah, in the 19th juz, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. One of the complaints of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on the day of Qiyamah, Oh Allah, my nation has abandoned the Quran. Oh Allah, my nation has abandoned the Quran. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah writes, what is the tafsir of abandoning the Quran? He says, تَرْكُ الْإِيمَانِ وَالتَّصْدِيقِ بِالْقُرْآنِ مِنْ هِجْرَانِهِ. Not to bring iman on the Quran and not to confirm that the Quran is direct the word of Allah, this is abandoning the Quran. تَرْكُ تِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ هِجْرَانِهِ. Not to recite the Quran is abandoning the Quran. Regarding any other word to be greater than the Quran, this is min hijranihi. This is also a form of abandoning the Quran. So many rights the Quran Kareem has upon us. One of the rights of the Quran is that we practice upon the Quran. Our life is like the Quran, our practice is like the Quran. When Sayyidatana Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked, the riwayat of Mishkat Sharif, when she was asked, what is the character of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? So she replied, kana khuluquhu al-Quran. If you want to understand the akhlaq of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read the Quran. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq in essence was the teachings of the Quran. This was the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And such akhlaq upon which the Quran took a qasam. Noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun. Ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnoon. وَإِنَّ لَكَ لَأَجْرًا غَيْرَ مَمْنُونَ وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. The Quran took a qasam upon the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It was indeed such akhlaq. It was indeed such akhlaq. Manana Rumi rahmatullah has made mention of a riwayat in Ma'arif-e-Masnawi. He says that one day Abu Jahl, he pretended to be sick, which in Arabic comes from two vowels, to pretend, tamarada, babi tafa'ul or babi tafa'ul. Wherein a person does something not intentionally, or rather to show he's forcing, he's pretending to do something. So Abu Jahl pretended to be sick. He was not ill, he pretended to be ill, knowing very well that it is the noble practice of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that Nabi alayhi salam would go and visit the sick. So he pretended as if he was sick, and he dug a hole in front of his house with this evil intention that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam will come and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam will fall into that hole. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed that Abu Jahl is sick. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam leaves to come and visit Abu Jahl. As Nabi alayhi salam walks out, Jibreel Amin descends. O Nabi of Allah, Allah has commanded me that I inform you not to take one step further. Nabi alayhi salam could not be deceived. Aisha radiallahu anha says, O Nabi of Allah, we cannot hide anything from you. Even if we hide it, Jibreel informs you through wahi. So Nabi alayhi salam was then told that, O Nabi of Allah, return home. Abu Jahl, sitting in his house, is then told that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was coming to visit you. And after he was informed by Jibreel, he returned home. Abu Jahl, sitting in his bed, got up from his bed, running out to tell Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to come back, not looking, he himself runs towards the hole, he himself falls in the hole. I gave you the reference. As the Quran says, وَلَا يَحِيقُ الْمَكْرُ السَّيِّئُ إِلَّا بِأَهْلِهِ وَلَا يَحِيقُ الْمَكْرُ السَّيِّئُ إِلَّا بِأَهْلِهِ. Allah says the evil plots of the evil planners will harm none but the very planners. Now look at the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Abu Jahl is then in that hole. People come and try and take him out of the hole. As a man puts his hand down, Abu Jahl goes further in. Somebody else comes with a cloth, as they're putting that cloth down, the cloth now becomes smaller and Abu Jahl goes deeper and deeper. Now look at the akhlaq of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon which akhlaq the Quran took a qasam. Abu Jahl made that hole for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to fall in. Nabi alayhi salam comes with his own blessed amama. He takes his own blessed cloth, he puts it into that hole, and with his own mubarak hands, he takes out the enemy of Islam. The very same person that made the hole for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to fall in, with his own blessed hands, he takes Abu Jahl out of that hole. And he says, if I were not to take you out of this hole, Abu Jahl, يَتَجَلْجَلُ فِيهَا إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, then you would have kept on sinking in this earth till the day of Qiyamah. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, O Abu Jahl, just as I took you out of this hole, my intention is to take you out from the fire of Jahannam. So this was the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam upon which the Quran took a qasam. Many, many miracles of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Many miracles. The greatest miracle, ulama explain, is the miracle of the Quran. From the miracles of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah makes mention of a riwayat in Sa'dul Ma'ad. He says, as the Quran speaks about the mashwara of the kuffar, wherein they would get together in Darul Nadwa. وإذ يمكر بك الذين كفروا ليثبتوك أو يقتلوك أو يخرجوك ويمكرون ويمكر الله والله خير الماكرين.
Wherein the kuffar would get together in Darul Nadwa and make a mashwara, how can we end the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Someone would say assassinate him, someone would say take him out of Makkah, different rays came forward. One day Abu Jahl got together with his group and they decided amongst themselves that tomorrow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in the haram. Let us go to him, 10 of us go to him, each one of us takes something different in his hand. We go to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, somebody takes sand in his hand, somebody takes a stone in his hand. We go to him and we say, oh Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are claiming prophethood and you are saying you are enjoying some divine revelation from Allah. 10 of us have got here in front of you. We all have come with different things in our hand. Tell us what is in our hand and we will accept you as the final messenger of Allah. So they came with this very same intention to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and they come in the gathering of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, 10 kuffar, the leader of whom is of course Abu Jahl. They present in the blessed gathering of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and they say, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, you are claiming prophethood and you are saying that you are enjoying divine revelation. 10 of us have got together here. Now 10 of us have different things in their hands. Each one of us has something different. You tell us what is in our hand. We will accept you as the final messenger of Allah. I gave you the reference. The riwayat is in Zadul Ma'ad. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam smiled and said, oh Abu Jahl, do you want me to tell you what is in your hand, or do you want the thing in your hand to speak and say, who am I? Do you want me to say what is in your hand, or do you want the thing in your hand to speak and say, who am I? Abu Jahl opened his hand, every man, every one of those 10 opened their hands. The man that had sand in his hand, that sand spoke. The man that had stone in his hand, that stone spoke and said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu annaka rasulullah. I bring iman in the oneness of Allah and I bring iman in the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was part of the miracles of Nabi alayhi salam, but the greatest miracle was the miracle of the Quran. And Nabi alayhi salam said, hold fast upon this Quran, make amal on this Quran, recite this Quran. I swear by Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, the Quran will intercede for you. And the Quran is such an interceder whose intercession will be accepted in the court of Allah. Al-Ramadan wal-Quran yashfa'an ila yawm al-Qiyamah. The Ramadan, the fasting, the fast and Quran will intercede on the day of Qiyamah. And the Quran will say, oh Allah, I prevented him from sleeping at night. And I made him stand up in the dark hours of the night. And he would come, yatamalmaluni. Yatamalmaluni, he would come and put his head before me, as the Quran describes, tatajafa junubuhum anil madaji' yad'una rabbahum khawfan wa tama'a. In the early parts of the morning, it was the love of the Quran that disturbed his sleep and made him leave his warm bed and come and communicate with his Allah. That Quran will intercede, and on the intercession of that Quran, Allah will put him in Jannat. So we have to practice upon the Quran. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. In the remembrance of Allah, in the Quran, in the recitation of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala has kept the contentment of the heart. In the Quran, Allah has kept the contentment of the heart. And when a man dedicates his life to the Quran, then Allah fills his heart with so much contentment. Allah fills his heart with so much joy. Allah fills his heart with so much happy that now it becomes difficult for him to speak anything but the words of the Quran. At every time his thought is on the Quran. And I mentioned, I leave you with one riwayat. The riwayat is in Mustatraf, fi kulli fannin Mustatraf, on page 87 and page 88. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah says, one day kharajtu hajjan ila baytillahi al-haram. I left for Hajj, and while I was going for Hajj, we came into one place, it was very, very dark. And in this dark place, I seen one elderly lady that was covered in a shawl. So I came to her, I made salam with her, and I said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. What are you doing? I made salam with her. So this elderly lady, she replied to me with the verse of Surah Yasin. And she told me, Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. I made salam with her, Assalamu alaikum. She said, Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. The verse of Surah Yasin, may Allah's peace be upon you as well. Then I told her, Rahimakillah, ماذا تصنعين في هذا المكان? May Allah have mercy on you, what are you doing in this deserted place? So she replied with the verse of the 9 juz of the Quran, من يضلل الله فلا هادي له. من يضلل الله فلا هادي له. That person that Allah leaves to go astray, nobody could guide them. Nobody can guide them. I realized, فَعَلِمْتُ أَنَّهَا ضَلَّةُ الطَّرِيقِ. I realized that this woman has lost her road. So I asked her, for how long are you in this place? So she replied to me with the verse of the 16 juz, ثَلَاثَ لَيَالٍ سَوِيَّا. I am in this place for 3 days, 3 days. Then I asked her, I do not see food with you, I do not see water with you. How do you eat? How do you drink? So she replied with the verse of the 19th juz, وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ. وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ. My Allah gives me food, my Allah gives me water. My Allah quenches my thirst. I asked her, there is no water, how do you make wudu? So she replied with the verse of the 5th and the 6th juz, فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدُوا مَاءً فَتَيَمَّمُوا صَعِيدًا طَيِّبًا. If you do not have water, then make tayammum. So I realized that she is making tayammum. I then continued my discussion with her. Then I asked her, I told her, you do not have food. Then I asked her, I have some food with me. إِنَّ مَعِيَ طَعَامًا هَلَّكِ فِي الْأَكْلِ. I have some food with me, will you join me for meals? So she replied with the verse of the 2nd juz, ثُمَّ أَتِمُّ الصِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ. Complete your fast till the time of Maghrib. فَعَلِمْتُ أَنَّهَا صَائِمَ. I realized that she is fasting. Then I told her, it is not Ramadan, why are you fasting? So she replied, وَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَاكِرٌ عَلِيمٌ. The verse of the 2nd juz. If you do any good deed, Allah knows it, hence Allah will reward you. Then I told her, you are traveling also, why are you fasting? You do not have to fast while you are traveling. So she replied with the verse of the 2nd juz, وَأَنْ تَصُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. It is better for you if you fast, if you understand the reward of fasting. Then I told her that I have a conveyance with me. Would you want me to take you on this conveyance? So she replied, فَفَهَمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ. The verse of the 17 juz. فَفَهَمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ. We explained the interpretation to Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. So I understood what she is saying, that I am correct. I have understood correctly that she wants to come on the conveyance. فَلَمَّا أَنَخَّرْتُ نَاقَتِي. I put my camel down for her to mount onto this conveyance. نَفَرَتِ النَّاقَ فَمَزَقَتْ ثِيَابُهَا. The camel started running, hence it tore her clothes. Before she jumped on the camel, she told me, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. The verse of the 18 juz. Tell the believing males to lower the gaze. I lowered my gaze. When she was about to mount, the camel started running. When the camel started running, her dress tore. So she replied with the verse of the 25th juz. وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Whatever difficulty comes to you is because of your own wrong. Whatever difficulty comes to you is because of your own wrong. Then I asked her, must I then tie the camel? So she said, yes. فَفَهَمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ. We explained the interpretation to Sulaiman alayhi salam. So I understood that I must go and tie the camel. When I went and tied the camel, I brought the camel by her. Then she mounted onto that camel. So she recited the verses of the 23rd juz. سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ لَنَا هَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقْرِنِينَ. All praise is due to Allah, the dua of Safar. As we started traveling, I started, you know, moving fast, and I started singing some couplets. So she replied with the verse of the 21st juz, وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشِّكَ وَغْضُضْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ. That walk in a modest pace, walk in a medium pace. Do not walk too fast, do not walk too slow. So I slowed down a bit. فَأَتَرَنَّمُ شِعْرًا. Then I started reciting some poetry, Arabic poetry. So she replied to me with the verse of the 29th juz, فَقْرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. Instead of singing couplets, why don't you recite the word of Allah? Instead of singing these couplets, why don't you recite the words of Allah? Then we started traveling. I asked her that, who are you? Who are you? So she replied to me, وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. The verse of the 15th juz, وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Do not ask about those things that do not bother you. Do not ask about those things that do not bother you. Then I asked her that, I am speaking to you like this, you are only replying in Quran, what is the reason? She replied with the verse of the 26th juz, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. That whatever one word insan says, there is an angel writing what you say. There is an angel writing what you say. I asked her, are you married? She replied with the verse of the 7th juz, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَسْأَلُوا عَنْ أَشْيَاءَ إِن تُبْدَ لَكُمْ تَسُؤْكُمْ. Don't ask such questions which if you get the reply, you won't like the reply. Then I started traveling with her, and I kept quiet till we came to one caravan. I'll end now. I kept quiet till we came to one caravan. And I seen this caravan, so I asked her, do you know anyone in this caravan? Is this the caravan that you lost? So she replied with the verse of the 15 juz. Al-malu wal-banuna zinatul hayati dunya. Al-malu wal-banuna zinatul hayati dunya. Wealth and sons is the beauty of this world. So I realized that she has some sons in this caravan. I then told her, how do I call your sons? You are saying that you have sons, how do I call them? There is such a big group. So she replied with three ayat. Number one, the verse of the six Juz. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. I realized her one son is Musa. Number two, the verse of the fifth Juz. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. I realized her second son is Ibrahim. Number three, the verse of the 16 Juz. يَا يَحْيَا خُذِ الْكِتَابَ بِقُوَّةِ. I realized that her third son is Yahya. Then I went forward and I called them that Yahya, Ibrahim and Musa come forward. These three youngsters come very beautiful. They come in front of me, they meet their mother. Then the mother tells the children, one of them, she takes out some money, she gives them, and she speaks with the verse of the 15 Juz. فَبَعَثُوا أَحَدَكُمْ بِوَرِقِكُمْ هَذِهِ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَيُّهَا أَزْكَى طَعَامًا. Take this money and go and buy some food. So one of the sons went, bought the food, then the food was brought in front of her, she then presented that food in front of me. Abdullah bin Mubarak says, she put that food in front of me, and she said the verse of the 29 Juz. كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. Eat and drink. This is a recompensation of the good that you showed to me in the last few days. This is what a Jannati will be told when he will enter Jannat. Allah will tell him, eat and drink and enjoy the bounties of Jannat. This is a recompensation of the good you did in this world. So then, Abdullah bin Mubarak says that she then presented that food in front of me and she recited this verse. So then I told her, and I told the children, طَعَامُكُمْ عَلَيَّ حَرَامٌ حَتَّى تُخْبِرُونِي بِحَالِهَا. I will not take one morsel of this food until you tell me who is this woman. Every time I speak to her, she only answers in Quran. So one of the sons then replied and took the courage and he spoke and said, هَذِهِ أُمُّنَا مُنْذُ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً لَمْ تَتَكَلَّمْ إِلَّا بِالْقُرْآنِ. This is my mother, this is our beloved mother. Since seeing you are asking and you are the famous Abdullah bin Mubarak, this is our mother. For 40 years she has not uttered one sentence except that it be in the verse of the Quran. For 40 years she only spoke in the form of Quran. Abdullah bin Mubarak says, I then seized the opportunity and I terminated the discussion with the verse of the Quran. And I said, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This is indeed the favor of Allah. Allah blesses whom He wants with this favor. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. He gives us the ability to dedicate our life to the Quran, to take our time to recite the Quran, daily to recite Surah Yasin, to recite Surah Waqia, likewise Surah Mulk also. And one request is, Maulana mentioned my uncle passed away. We request all the brothers, inshallah, now silently to recite three times, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, and make dua that Allah Ta'ala then passes the thawab to him, and Allah Ta'ala make his maghfirat, and the maghfirat of every marhum. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.